And it is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with another special on Florian Wirtz. And I'm speaking to Lewis Steele from the Daily Mail, who's been covering this extensively. I've had a week off and I feel almost embarrassed with my week off compared to Lewis Steele's output in that time. Not unlike Chuck Norris here. He doesn't sleep. He just waits for transfer news. And you've been international, Lewis. You've been here, there and everywhere. But before all that, give us the very latest, because it does look like the two clubs are very close to agreeing a deal.
Yeah, I think I need a week off after covering this saga. Maybe a month off, actually. It's only really been going on for 3 weeks, the saga, if we call it that. But it feels like a lifetime, honestly, because it's just little incremental updates every day. None of them are the big one, the big fish that we want, but maybe that'll come soon. But as far as I'm aware, the clubs are closing in on an agreement, and I think it's all coming from the Leverkusen side. They're trying to eke out as much money as they can, and fair play to them. Look, this is their prized asset. Why shouldn't they put up a fight for him? So, but I think the word that I got on Sunday was, I think they're going to slightly budge on that 126 million asking price. Maybe somewhere around just under 120 would do a deal. They're sort of fighting over the add-ons and the details, the bonuses, whether they're achievable or not. So I think that now Wirtz has finished on international duty, this one should head to a conclusion fairly swiftly, and hopefully Liverpool will cough up that money and Leverkusen will finally shake their hand on it.
Yeah, how much of it, from Leverkusen's point of view, feels like, you know, they're trying to get every penny possible from it, which was understandable? Or do you think it's a case of, well, you know, we set our stall out and we did that for Bayern Munich, and we need to be seen to be consistent almost as much for the future as it is for this deal?
Yeah, well, I think Wirtz is probably the best player that Leverkusen have had in a generation or two. So I can't blame them at all for, you know, eking every penny out of the deal, because why shouldn't they? But it is all about them. You know, whether they'd prefer him to go to Liverpool, and he is going to go to Liverpool over Bayern, but they still want to get the very best deal that they possibly can get. And that is probably the main reason why there has been a little bit of a lag or a little bit of a slow process in this one, I think.